Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Rolling.
Let me get God damn.
Episode 26.
Good to be back.
Yeah, man.
Should we try to do an intro today? We haven't done an intro in about 10 episodes.
Literally on the way here, heard the news. Rest in peace, Young Dolph.
Oh, yeah, that was
my... RIP still.
Never nice to hear someone's lost their life, man. Death's fucked up. Rest in peace, Young Dolph, man.
I think... That's when you know what they say about being a rapper is like the world's dangerous job in a way.
Because everyone knows where you're at constantly.
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but
yeah, you know, obviously details. Well, I literally just saw he was apparently there's this like cookie shop that he goes to get cookies for his mother or something. And they posted a video of him like promoting it like a week ago. Like outside it, so obviously if niggas was onto him, they would have seen that and be like, alright, cool, we'll post it. I don't know how. We don't know in it. I don't know the ins and outs of it. But man.
That's the thing. Even with like news like that, we're still waiting on the actual factuals.
Yeah. I remember when they got Nip and it was like
I refused to believe it.
Bro, I didn't believe it, bro.
It was like, yo, he's stable. And then it was like, nah, he's dead. And it was like, yo, he's stable. And then they were like, nah, he's like, it was all over the place. Even when Kobe passed, it was no, like he was on his own. No, he was with his daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, but Rick Fox was in the helicopter as well. So it was like,
yeah, bare people were popping up dead on Kobe's one, and it's like, I don't know. Like, I think who said it? Someone, I think it was Denzel Washington. There's like, bare people just want to be the first to like report news.
Yeah.
And not get the facts right.
Yeah. No, people don't want to be right. They want to be first.
Yeah, that kind of fucks up everything. Like,
yeah.
Imagine you're at home with your like loved one, then you found out like a fake news that your boy was in the helicopter when he wasn't, and you're trying to call him, and you're like, he's not picking up because he's sleeping.
Yeah,
something like your head's black.
Head's gone.
Yeah, you're gonna be
head's gone. I remember when I was working in retail a time ago. Do you remember when there was a situation in central London? It was in like 2017. I think that like a fight broke out, and someone let off a mash or something, and they were saying a bomb went off. It was bare confusion, innit? Mm. They were saying a bomb went off. And I remember shorty I was talking to at the time had literally messaged me while I was on my way to work saying, I'm gonna be in central London all day today.
Get me? Yeah.
So then when I've heard this, like someone came into the store, innit? Like, yo, rare test happened, like bugging out, I've run to the back to get my phone now, and I've messaged her, innit? And she's just not replying.
Nah, my head's in the sky.
Head was gone. Head was gone. Manager's like, yo, can you come back outside, please? I come back out. And my head's... I come out. Because the thing is, I stalled for like 5 minutes, and she wasn't replying, innit? And then I've come back out to like the shop floor, and my head's just black. Bro, tell me why. I'm like an hour and a half into my shift, and I've taken my break.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm taking my break. I'm taking my break. And then she eventually replied and was like, I'm fine, like.
Nah, your heart must have been like,
yeah, all over the place.
Yeah, bro.
It's like one of the ones, like, you know when like someone's talking to you and your mind is somewhere completely else.
They're
like, it's literally background.
Yeah,
background
literally, noise. Literally, like, literally.
I don't know.
It's fucked, man. But yeah, man. Apes on Tapes, episode 26.
Yeah, we back.
Yeah, man, we back.
It's Alex Alfonso here.
Yeah, man. Atlas, you know what time it is.
Yeah, Chino here, man. You know how it be.
Yeah, man. Ludo here, man. What's going on, guys, man?
How's everyone since last episode?
Lighten the mood a little bit. Chino, what size is that t-shirt?
This is a medium, big bro.
Why are you lying, man?
A medium.
I wish we had video, because why are you lying? It's not a medium.
Instead of niggas to congratulate,
listen,
man.
But everyone listening, imagine Chino in a XXXX.
Listen, I can fit into a medium, innit? If you backed that off and I put it on, it wouldn't fit me.
On my mother's.
Bro,
yeah.
That's not a medium, bro.
I want to see the tag.
Show me.
I want to see the...
Show me.
Fam, bro, look at the tag.
Bro, that's Under Armour.
Look at the tag, cuz.
I can't see the sign.
What does it say?
What does it say? Say M. Fair play.
Are you dumb?
how many times you watched it?
Huh?
How many times you watched it?
Oh, my days.
Watch that down.
Man got that Steve Jobs t-shirt.
Bro.
How's your shirt stepped on?
So you got a long sleeve t-shirt, like a supply t-shirt.
When in doubt, it's Chino's turn. You might have done, bro. What's wrong?
Yeah,
bro.
You're the failsafe, isn't it?
What's wrong with
you're the smashy. You're the smashy case of emergency gloves.
Listen, instead of man to get onto me and tell me, yeah, you're doing good in the gym. You get me, yeah.
Yeah, you look all right, innit?
Yeah, I look.
You're looking good, Nick.
We told
bro,
you, we saved that for Pippin.
Just don't post any topless pics of you,
bro. Please don't.
See, that's ridiculous because you don't even have to do all that. That's actually
nigga. You didn't even have to do all that. Nigga posted all topless and that.
Nigga, all old. Up,
word, bro.
What are you trying to do? Some insta baddie.
Look like Wesley Pipes, bro.
You're actually a nasty man.
I said Wesley Pipes.
That was so crazy. I don't think we actually really delve into how crazy it was that he posted a video
of
oil on his chest. Don't tell me it was sweat. It wasn't sweat.
It was.
So how did you get home? How did you go? You were at home. That video was taken at home, yeah, uh-huh. In your bedroom or bathroom, wherever. Yeah,
sure.
How were you still sweating?
Because it was hot, bruv. It was in the summer. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That wasn't in the summer.
We had a 20 degree summer. Bro. We had 130 bro. Degree weather.
You know them niggas, some niggas should be sweating bears, bro.
It's during summer.
You're sweating
bro.
Right now, actually. Sure.
Bro, all the time we see
people. I might even believe that still, but you still have to post that photo.
True that.
But do you know what annoys me about that? He's done it about 3 times and he's ruined my day 3 times. Each day he's done it.
I don't think I have.
Blitter days.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, you was
that was crazy.
All right, trim's nice though.
That was crazy.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You might have to give me the rough.
Yeah.
He was like biting his lip as well.
I definitely wasn't.
Nigga said he was biting his lip. Nigga, you are not Trey Songz.
This is impossible. Never happened.
You are not
that
Trey
never
Songz.
Happened. That never happened.
Hey, do you want to recreate the video right now?
What, bro? What was that?
No, to be fair, you got to give him a slight blitter because Blitter After Dark was crazy.
Yeah, Blitter After was nuts.
Dark. Bro, I'll see him post that.
Wait.
Squirt videos, not videos, but pictures on.
You ain't bring me?
Shut up.
You ain't tell me?
You scaring the hoes right now.
Word, bro.
You scaring the Atlases right now.
even Twitter After Dark was a wild place.
That's way, way back,
man. That's way back.
You lot don't remember Ludo Noir, bro. You don't remember that, bro.
What was that?
Ludo Noir, After Dark. Ludo was moving crazy.
What was it?
I forgot now.
Why you stopped?
He's an idiot, because it wasn't horny shit, bro. It was just me being a dickhead, bro.
Nah, I don't know about that.
It wasn't horny
Ludo Noir. That's a funny nickname, though.
Bro, it wasn't me. It wasn't horny shit, bro. I said it was horny shit. It wasn't.
It would be hard to recreate. It would be hard to pull up them things, innit?
All I'm saying.
Bro, it was just me saying shit like having 3 baby moms or something, or the kid's not mine, bro.
And then I remember one white thing quote tweeted you, some random white lady.
Ah, yeah, my head was black, bro. Talk about, I'm the father of a child, bro.
Do you know what that reminded me of? And I don't know where my brain went there, yeah? But do you remember when that white shorty was like, lady, shall we have some fun or something? And then everyone started calling her racist.
She's cheeky for using Aloni's line, bro.
That's
culture appropriation.
It's like called culture appropriation. Shit. I was like, rotted.
Yeah, nah, she had to go.
Rotted.
I feel a bit better now, man. I was mad down for last week. RIP Young Dolph, for real.
Yeah. Bro, it's crazy, man.
I can't let white people be using my line like that.
Nah, wait, actually,
I won't even sue. I'm getting at you, bro.
Well, if I said I'm not sweet, I'll get around.
Imagine Tuka saying the game don't love you like it should, bro.
that's my it won't even sound right.
The game won't love you.
I have to mention it. They put my guy on the Summer Jam screen.
Oh, he didn't. No, he deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
He did deserve it.
Nah, he deserves it. My nigga was, I don't talk, nigga. Stop talking about black music, my nigga. Yeah. Listen, nigga, go listen to Rizzle Kicks.
That's
nigga.
It.
The fuck?
That's the far as black you can go.
You know what's funny? He was getting cooked. And I was just like, I was in the side. Like,
I wasn't.
But wait. Then 10 minutes later, I was like, always knew he was a weirdo.
I can't lie. I think I quote tweeted, like, get him.
Yeah.
I was like, get him.
I quote tweeted, like, stop letting white people talk on our music.
The thing is, I've told him before. Yeah. Like, we've had this conversation.
He
said something about Kendrick, and I was like, please just stop doing this. Just stop doing it. Like, it's fine. Listen to what you listen to, innit? Like, it's okay, bro. Like,
but don't give an opinion.
Wonderwall and that.
Yeah, but don't give an opinion.
Wonderwall. But
one, you know, Wonderwall is like is like the white man version of the Anastasia track.
Yeah. Literally. That goes off any
Any white function, if you play that, you've got all the white man.
The man are rocking side right to side, swaying. Nigga, I'm rocking side to side, swaying. That is my, I can't even lie, that's a bad.
That reminded me when Stace Keem used to come on in the club.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you rock side to side, nigga, you don't know. Like, I'll ride for you, bro.
Today.
You don't know, that guy might have bought up your friend outside, but he said, I'll ride for you.
You know when you're drunk and you get them talks of, hey, if anybody looks at you,
bro,
owes you money, I'm there. I'm riding with you.
Hey, ask Atlas in Manchester, bro.
Bro, the guy was off his head. The way Ludo showed me love like in Manchester, yeah? And all the years I've known him, he's never, ever shown me that kind of affection. It was mad.
Nigga,
it was mad.
Your head looked like, yo.
He's like, I got you, bro. He's like, I got you.
Do 25.
Bro, he's looking at, hey, life.
You're my for life, I swear to God. I love them nights when, you know, when the liquor touches you in a different way, like, you just want to be showing mad love to everyone.
Stay scheming had the street safe for a little bit.
Yeah. Crime went down for a bit.
Where's the biscuit?
Yeah.
I dropped my track and no one got stabbed for like a week.
To be fair, crime went down for a bit. The niggas, I actually have to ride now.
Yeah.
Remember, guys get to manage. Remember we said it in the club? We got madness.
Yeah, we got.
Oh, bro.
You say you ride for your niggas, huh? Well, time to ride.
I'm at my day job, nigga. Yeah, what, bro?
Time to ride. And I don't mean that way.
You know the ones where...
What way do you mean?
Things are heating up in the club.
Are you nuts over there, big bro? You bloody hear, man?
I heard him still. I've got these headphones and I can hear everything.
But I was saying, you know when things are heating up in the club, like niggas are niggering.
Yeah.
DJ slaps on Stay Scheming to, you know, just level it out.
Yeah, level it out a bit.
But nowadays, we ain't got a song like that.
Just... Bro, in Manchester, the club got locked off like an hour early.
Oh, yeah.
Because Manchester niggas and Leeds niggas was fighting, innit?
Yeah, there's beef. I didn't know the beef was that serious.
I've
always just seen like football fans that Manchester and Leeds got beef, but I ain't know niggas were inheriting the beef.
What were Leeds niggas doing in Manchester anyway?
Bro, I can't even lie.
That's like niggas from East say, yeah, we got beef with Mill niggas.
Yeah.
What? I got beef with niggas from Millwall.
You know, I've always said...
I ain't inheriting Bill's beef.
They're there, bro.
I'm not inheriting my white boy's friend's beef.
But inheriting the major's beef. It's not
word.
I've always said, yeah, like, I feel like out of Londoners, yeah, they're like so like outdated. Like gangbang is probably like on its peak. Remember like London, like 2010, 11, 12?
Oh, yeah. Every part of London was frying.
Yeah, I was not outside, thank God for that. I was not. See them years there? I would go school, finish school, go home, put on Call of Duty. I ain't got no other business doing nothing. Don't catch me. You didn't catch me outside of my jurisdiction those years, bro. I had no business. No business.
Frying.
I promise you, first time I went to see that CTCH, I was probably already at 17.
you didn't have the hood pass yet. You didn't have it yet.
Because the first time I went to Harsden, I think I was at 17.
You see what I'm saying? Like back then as well, I had my...
And I got cab.
Just in case I was there on a normal day, yeah, randomly, yeah, I memorised my brethren's address.
Postcode. Yeah, you got the full address, bruv. You got the road.
On my mum's life till today, I can say it off by heart right now. Right now.
But there was one time when I was outside, like my area, like there weren't no gang activities. It was the pass-through.
Yeah, the pass-through, yeah.
So then like, I never forget, I stepped outside for a hot minute. You know, to get go to the corner shop across the park. I see some wood green guys. I was like, all right, cool. Let me just keep it stepping. Then I see some Hornsy guys.
I was like, oh no.
And I was like, yo, I'm in the middle of a crossfire.
Because one might go, all right. He gave the drop. I go, nah, he's with them.
Ah, do you know what I'm saying?
So, remember that scene in City of God? Where there's, is it City of God? Where the little niggas walking through.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, outside 2010 times was ridiculous. Like, literally, I was always just trying to go school, come back home, but a nigga got bored, so I had to take the long route home. I remember when like my friends were always saying like, "Oh, you coming Tops, like Wood Green High Road."
Tops for what, bro?
I was like, what are you talking
about?
I was so insulated. You see me, my mum, when I was younger, my mum was like, bro, like, toys, games, whatever I wanted. She'd rather me be in my room all night.
Yeah.
Playing games or whatever. Then be outside. Get me?
It was peak for me because my area, the whole borough hated it, bruv. So I couldn't go anywhere. And the rare times we did go, like, had to venture to different areas, always ended in crazy.
Niggas moving like the Warriors, bro.
Fam.
No, but the thing is, he won't add the fact that they were showing up themselves. It's not even the case of, like...
Showing up uninvited.
Hello? It's not the case of like man just found them out here. They came on their own, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Can't stop us having fun.
I one time. You see when remember Funfair Days?
Yeah.
That was the link up for all the gangs just
yeah, there. Literally, that was the link up.
And then like cause where I'm from it's more of like a Turkish Cypriot like predominantly area. Like we used to like hang around with the Turkish guys. Mm. But I didn't realise you see you got like say like Wood Green Hornsey.
Yeah.
There's a side, there's a Wood Green Turks, Hornsey Turks.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, cool. So now everyone's there now, my Turkish friend. And I remember like the and Hornsey Turks and Kurds. So like there was so many like gangs within the gangs.
Subsections of gangs, yeah.
So then I was chilling with my boy from Wood Green, Turkish boy. And I just remember the Hornsey like Turkish and Kurdish man being on me. And I was like, how have I inherited Mehmet's beef? That man just going to link him in the bar.
I didn't inherit Jerome's beef, but Mehmet's. Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even listen to your videos.
I can't understand them. Well, but no, nah, yeah, then I just remember one guy I knew, he got poked at the top of like the fun fair. Everyone came running, and then it started off a mad thing. And that's when I was like, yep, I ain't getting caught up in this.
Do you remember when flipping? Oh, sorry, you done?
No. Sorry, bro, you finished?
No, you can speak.
No,
go, man. He's done.
Sorry.
No, I was trying to speak.
No, I was gonna say. Remember
niggas
when, like,
too polite out here, man.
Remember when Rokeby they first moved over into like CT.
Oh, I can't speak on those open.
I was like 10 years ago.
I ain't telling no niggas from CT.
So
but the niggas in West London.
basically, yeah. Rokeby's a player.
Are you sure you should be speaking on these videos?
Yeah, I wasn't there. So
bro, you're sounding like an informant, bro.
Hey, I wasn't there, so I could talk about it. Yeah. There's a school in Stratford, yeah? So imagine this one school has all the Stratford man in it. Mm. Yeah,
they have all the Stratford man in there.
This one school in it, yeah? It's like, this school is just Stratford, yeah? And then they're beefing with like a certain area that someone in this room might know people from, yeah? Called that Canning Town, Custom House side, yeah? Mm. For some reason, they thought it was a good idea
to move the school.
To move the school over to the upside. So now they're in deep, like they're in like the hottest, do you know what I'm saying?
That's a bit backwards.
Like,
you know, so mad. Like 70% of the black people moved.
They had to. It was right next to the McDonald's. Ryan. As in, this was the hot spot.
Ryan.
The only if like for it to be hot, yeah, it would have to be on Freemade. Do you know what I'm saying? No. For it to be hot, it has to be on Freemasons Road. For it to be hot, innit?
That's like, crazy.
For it to be worse than that. School finished at like 2:45, and then the police ordered them outside, innit? That was nuts. That
long
time
story short, it looked like riots, innit?
The time was crazy.
The bad guys got picked up for it. Some people didn't.
Some people didn't.
Let's leave it as that.
Some people. That was crazy. That time was crazy, bro.
Yeah, like growing up.
Damn.
When I heard that, yeah, all I smiled at my school was just like, that's crazy. Hey, y'all be safe though, but that's crazy.
The worst thing about growing up, yeah, even for me, is being like, want to chill with like all your friends kind of thing, but you couldn't chill with them too tough. Like if they're on the blocks.
Yeah, you don't want to be there too long.
You just chill there.
Because if you get noticed, you involved as what? That's say
it.
No more.
That's how you become affiliated. Yeah, that's long.
Yeah, that's it.
That's like when you chill with like too tough, like even like getting to know their friends, sometimes it's just like, even though like they might be funny, don't get to know everyone because.
But the thing is, when you're a lot of Roman are hilarious. The funny thing is, so you end up staying for longer than you expected.
I'm sure Kendrick had a bar that literally described the situation. He said something like, they noticed my face from a function that took in place. They was wondering if I bang.
Bro, and the thing is, they're wondering, but when they catch you slipping, they're not asking.
Yeah, they're not going to ask.
They're doing you.
Nah, allow it. I'm from niggas aren't hitting the
I saw you. Like, don't make me lie. Bro. I saw you in the video.
What video?
But that's
not knowing your boy put a snap.
Bro. Yeah, no, that was it. That video. That was it. I don't know why Roman have good memory because
don't forget faces.
Don't forget faces. That's what we did. Don't forget faces.
That's nuts, bro.
I remember, I think I've said this before when my niggas switched sides.
What?
Bro, it was ridiculous. We won't say what color. We came in with a different color bandana and he was like, yeah, my cousin sorted me out. And I was like, but there's so many guys like that.
Guys will switch, yeah.
Like, I know my boy, half his family is like on the other side, half his family are beefing.
Yeah, there's guys that be beefing their cousins and that. It's crazy.
But family functions, I pull up to there and then they was like, oh, these are the cool ones.
Yeah.
I'm just like, anything could go wrong right now. one wrong move and this whole place is upside down. And as when it kicks off, you're just another nigga.
Yeah. That's
all it is.
Collateral damage.
Yeah.
I'm from a good area, you know. I'm not about this.
They're not trying to hear it, bro.
Niggas aren't trying to hear that, G. Niggas aren't really aren't trying to hear that.
London them times was so nice.
London them times was frying, man.
But we're rapping and saying,
that's when I had my most fun.
Hat, you could hold the whole strap, bro. That's a 90-pound hat. You're holding the whole clip for the 90-pound.
You know what you saw a guy, the black neck levers. You know, remember the black bomber jacket? The night one. And the thing he had was Ferraducci.
The Ferraducci hat.
If a guy wore that ensemble, you know he was on crime.
Hood heritage.
Hood heritage.
If he had a bomber jacket, that hat on, and a 26-inch chain on, you know
the silver one, isn't it? Yeah. One of like a bike chain, isn't it? Yeah. Those ones, yeah.
You describe someone, but I'm not gonna say his name.
if you see that man in your hood, it's tax season.
Yeah.
That chain that goes down your belly button, a long thing.
I'm done. He's who's HRMC, bro.
Hey, give it up.
And ain't no tax returns as well, bro.
Hey, give it up.
Give it up, bro.
Hey, don't make a scene.
Dumb times.
There's one guy, he was that guy Martins, but he was from Jamaica, innit? Everyone called him Yard, innit? What he used to say to people, just give me the baby. That's it.
The baby.
Give me the baby.
Oh my
god. Blackberry.
The BB. Oh,
it got so bad, he was stealing so many niggas' BBs, The school sent out a letter. Don't go to this park. Oh, you're gonna get bro, he was putting out prime MJ numbers, bro. 28 BBs a night, 7 iPhones, 6 Nokias.
That's nuts.
Oh shit!
Thank God everyone's got iPhones now, so that don't even be happening anymore.
Hey, it happens.
It happens, but on a rare occasion.
Fair enough.
Hear about Dwight Yorke though.
Oh man, funny.
What happened?
You know what? Yeah, I kind of it was like, oh, that's sad. But then it was like I thought like he was asking for too much.
What happened?
He basically, I think they were complaining about how, you know, like Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard. Mm-hmm.
Basically white managers or white players, white ex-players get fast-tracked into manager.
Yeah. Happens in all sports.
Yeah, in all sports. Yeah, obviously white. But
look at Steve Nash.
Oh yeah, literally, he had no thing. So Dwight Yorke was like, I'm surprised, Arthur Villa didn't call me for the job.
Yeah.
Call your son, nigga.
What? My thing is,
Harvey at home.
Don't even know your name, bro.
Nick, come on, man. Bro.
And Dwight Yorke has coaching experience.
What annoys me more than anything? Lack of what?
Lack of awareness.
Self-awareness. Yeah. Come on, dog. How many times have
I... The rice is burning at home, bro.
The rice is a crisp. Yeah. Rice is granules, bro. It's charred. It's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Call your son, man. Nigga talking Villa, about... Bro. Come on, dog.
Someone was like, my man retired 10 years ago. Hasn't got no coach.
Yes, literally. He has like a level one. Like, FA.
And like,
that's free.
Cool, I understand if he retired...
I've got a level one.
I'm crying. This is hilarious, bro.
You could just turn up for a level one, you know?
Literally.
Bro, it's the easiest thing ever.
Like,
it took me 4 days to get it.
It was 4 days. I was meant to go back home. I couldn't wake up. It was like during the half term.
They did it 5 minutes from my crib. I had no like excuse to not go.
Yeah, mine was like quite close, but I just couldn't go.
Seeing Dwight Yorke, bro. If I'm Aston Villa and I'm hearing this, I was like, nah, you're taking a piss. Like,
obviously, some players, obviously some black players with black managers, obviously like, what's his name again? Jimmy Floyd, Hasselbank, Chris Eel. They have more of a right to say, right, cool, we've
been better right.
Because they got experience or whatnot, but they keep getting overlooked for jobs.
I can't remember what team he was at, but I just remember he took him out.
Relegation,
Burton.
Yeah, it was Burton,
yeah.
Burton, then they got rid of him and they brought him back.
Yeah, something and crazy.
Can't believe niggas like Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank have to manage teams at Burton now.
Right. Yeah, it's that's crazy. But even though I think like Steven Gerrard, he was trying to say that Steven Gerrard was trying to say that he'd come out of the mud, and everyone was like, nah.
Nah, he went from Liverpool under-18s to Rangers. He didn't really get out of the mud. Yeah, Rangers is done.
But he was more sending a shot at Solskjaer and Frank Lampard, though.
Yeah. Solskjaer's a madness because Solskjaer failed at Cardiff.
Yeah, he failed.
And I saw a couple of weeks ago, there's Cardiff fans saying that, bro, he was at Cardiff in like 2014.
Yeah, when it was.
They're saying the club hasn't recovered from when he. Bro, it's been 7 years. They're saying the club still hasn't recovered from the shit that he did 7 years ago. Can you imagine? Do you know how crazy that is?
Like, Cardiff saying like one of the worst managers. Mould is saying one of the worst managers. And at least with Lampard, he obviously got the derby job.
But he bottled promotion.
Obviously, but at least he got to like the playoff, playoffs or whatever.
And at least Gerrard had like one of the. He went invincible.
Huh?
He went invincible, wasn't it, with Rangers?
Obviously, with under 18s at Liverpool, he was there for like 2 years.
Yeah.
He learned his thing, did good work like, in the league or whatnot.
Yeah.
Then Rangers, obviously, he actually won something.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, even.
Like, he broke up, obviously, Celtic about to do 10 years.
He was about to go 10. Because I remember watching an interview when he first got hired, and I think it was Carragher, he was on Carragher's podcast. And then Carragher was like to him, like, do Rangers fans come and talk to you in the street? He goes, the main thing they say to me is like, please just stop 10. Make sure they don't get 10.
Yeah.
And I think they got to 9 and then last season they won it, innit?
Yeah.
Even so, what was I saying?
About Hasselbank, how we got like...
No, I'm saying no. Frank Lampard's job in... I think I've always said Championship is the hardest league.
It's the most competitive league in the world.
That league,
because that league, anyone can go up and then go down.
Anyone can win it. Literally, 1 through 24, and then
if you get relegated into the Championship, you're literally fighting for your life. Mm. Like, it's not easy to bounce straight back up.
But you get teams like Norwich, you're frustrating because they're too good for the Championship almost, but they're not good enough for the Prem. Yeah. So they literally just
up and down yo-yo clubs. I think after we probably like got like told yo-yo clubs like
yo, man.
I want some new blood. I want to see like Coventry, Millwall in the Prem.
Nah. You know what, Millwall? Do you know what? This is conspiracy. I honestly think the Football League will do whatever they can to keep Millwall
away from the Prem
because they cannot. They cannot have Millwall West Ham 2 times a year.
Yeah.
No way.
In the Prem as well.
Remember the last time that West Ham went down? They had to do a closed game. Both times, every time.
So down, they did behind, is that what they did?
But before that, I remember it was a couple of years back, years back though. There was one game, the whole union got locked off, bro.
Yeah, I remember.
That beef is frying. Frying.
It's never dying.
You know, some beef just dying down after a while.
Yeah.
Like the OGs,
Yeah.
And the young just, that's not my beef.
Young guys
are carrying it on.
I'm sure the Tottenham Arsenal beef, it doesn't pop like that.
It's not even beef.
Yeah. But that.
Like in Green Street, they said Tottenham's got a shit firm. They said Tottenham and Arsenal got both shit firms, to be fair.
But that beef, they could both be in league, whatever. They could both be in the Conference League, Sunday League.
Probably even worse, because they're not going for the football.
Yeah. West Ham and Millwall, I'm sure they rig like draws.
Of course.
They rig draws, they have 100%. To. They have to.
You can't be avoiding each other for that long.
But last time West Ham and Millwall got drawn together, Petey Dunham got murdered, bro.
Hey, R.I.P.
Petey. Get me? Fucking R.I.P. Petey Dunham as well. Yeah. Do you know, I need to say something? Yeah, they say the villain of that movie was Tommy Hatcher, but it wasn't. It was his sister. It was Matt's sister.
You think so?
She's the real villain of that movie.
Oh, yeah, for coming.
If
dumb,
she never
yeah.
showed up,
yeah, she never showed up.
If she never showed up,
Pete would still be alive, innit?
Pete would still be alive.
But what was she thinking?
What was she thinking? How are you showing up to the?
That's just scrap.
But how are you showing up to the straighteners? Like, can we talk about this? Wait. Like, how are you showing up to the straighteners?
Women love doing that.
Like, why'd you show up to the straighteners? Oh, he listened to me. Tommy Hatcher ain't gonna listen to you.
Word. He's a maniac.
Bruv.
Oh, yeah, listen to me. Hey, Romeo, remember what we spoke about? Bitch, I'm about to get. About what we spoke about, bro.
You said you would control your anger.
And showed up with a baby.
Women love do. Oh God, women love doing that, bro.
I can't lie.
Look at me. Don't look at them. They're about to bash my head.
I need to keep my eyes up. I need my peripheral vision.
I need to keep my head on the swivel. Like Chevy's prime.
Bro.
Left to right. Left to right.
I got a bottle coming over my head because I was looking at you.
No, both getting mashed up.
Talking about movies, you like see them Disney's Sneakerella?
Hey, that,
what?
That, yeah.
Sneakerella?
I didn't watch the movie, but the trailer.
Right, so Disney have put out like...
is it what I think it is?
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Yeah, it's a rendition of Cinderella, innit?
Yeah, but made die.
Basically, Niggerella.
They're black, innit?
Yeah. Bro, it's horrendous. It's like,
I don't know why, but that was so funny.
When I seen it, and I was like, ain't no way, boy. Then I watched the trailer, and I was just thinking, like, who passed this off?
So what? He's brass, and
he's
then...
even brass. It's just like, obviously, from the trailer, I actually watched the movie. Because from the trailer, it's like there's like some big obviously there's a big sneakerhead, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some big sneaker convention where this guy who makes sneakers, I don't know what I'm calling sneakers, trainers.
Yeah.
Makes trainers gonna be and to like get like a talk with him or a conversation, you got like create a sneak like a trainer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he creates some sick trainers.
Basically. And then he leaves the trainer at the ball, and then you're just thinking, like, there's no, I understand like remakes for kids, whatever.
The new
but they try remix it and try like. Had a nigga
too many reboots, remakes is ass, bro.
Yeah, I can't lie to you. But Hollywood's running out of ideas.
Hollywood's running out of ideas.
Isn't June a remake?
Huh?
I haven't seen it, but
I know it's from the they got books, but
because I saw something on Instagram like a couple of weeks ago, where it was like this cast compared to the previous cast. I don't know if the previous thing was.
But like June came out like in the '60s, though. So
it was the '80s, yeah. So. But even still, like.
But then, yeah.
As long as they don't remake any, like I know they remake. I don't know if you might have ever seen that movie. She's All That.
Yeah.
Banging movie.
But they remade it into a TV show, Netflix, isn't it?
They remade it with like Addison Rae and they flipped it. So it's like the girl was like.
Got all the guys, yeah.
Yeah, and then. Like, why have you
but
done
that? But it's bare remakes. I think that's why Netflix is running out of ideas. Oh, not Netflix.
Yeah.
Hollywood's either run out of ideas or they don't want to green light people with new ideas.
Yeah.
I've always said it's not, then again, it's not for us.
We
never know because I'm not in touch with like the like younger generations, like from like 7 to 12. They could like love it, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That could be their new thing. But yeah.
I'll show you after.
But when I see stuff like that, it just baffles me. In other news,
that said Sneakerella.
Yeah.
It's even the name was poor.
Yeah. The name sounds very racist.
No.
Because we think Cinderella's not a shoe, that's her name.
Why don't they just call the movie nigger and just get over and done with it?
Someone was like,
I just get over and done with it. You might, do you know what? Yeah, I think Trevor Noah said it, innit? He was saying that he prefers, he prefers South African racism to American racism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because at least South Africans they just own it.
Yeah, I'd rather...
Like, don't be subtly racist, innit? Yeah. Or be racist and be like, oh, I'm not racist. I've got news for you. If you constantly say I'm not racist, then you're probably racist. Anyway.
No, but like, I don't think America's racism is subtle. It's probably more subtle than America's thing.
The way
I say
racist,
British racism.
But they try to pass it off like they're not racist. Okay. He's if you're going to be racist, then be racist.
I think he's saying in South Africa, like, them niggas know.
Yeah.
They're like, we're racist. Keep scrolling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of energy. But
what are you going to do?
Like, they'll be blatantly racist, but then act like they're not racist. You get me?
And the one thing that I hate what people doing in this new generation. Like, you see when someone's being racist to them and they record them, and they put on Twitter, like, Twitter.
Do your thing.
Nigga, you do your thing. Like,
you was there.
Like, I mean, I've always said, like, if I got put into the racist situation, it's either I'm walking the other way, as in I can't be bothered for this, like, whatever, or I'm scrapping. There's no in between. There's no really... me trying to reason with a racist man.
Ignorant already.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to get into argument.
Well, I'm not going to film him.
Yeah, I'm not going to get in an argument on why he shouldn't have called me a nigger.
No, I see why they film it, though. Low key, I see why they do that.
Why they film it?
Yeah, because if you've done everything in real life, yeah, fair enough, innit, yeah. But if no one else has seen it, because there's power in like having the masses behind you as well, innit? And having it out there for everyone to see.
Because
if it's just you that's got that, if they really wanted to cover that up, and that officer that come through today really doesn't like is on their side like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere, and you're hit for assault or whatever, innit? Even if you show them, it's whatever, innit?
Yeah. Don't have to post it though.
No, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, having it out there is so that they can't retract it and say that it didn't exist.
Mm.
You can have it. You don't have to post it on Twitter. Like, what are we gonna do?
No, but it's the fact that you've seen it. That's what the crux is.
Because I say it gets taken to the law and whatnot. This what happened. Yeah. My side of the events, and there's a video.
It's widespread evidence.
I can't lie.
But because it's become such a thing. Obviously, at the start, but because it's become such every little thing. Like, bro, you
every little
deal
thing.
With
that. Yeah.
You know what it is?
There's some things that you got to deal with. That
you know what it is? Yeah, what? I can't even lie. Like.
Brez got into the thing with a 5-sheet in that, but...
What?
Cool with it. Nothing. Go on.
But I said, like, you ruining my day now because now I don't want to do anything but scrap. Like, you should have been the fight. That's what I'm thinking about. You kind of triggered me. You ruined my day. And, like, recordings for the... Yes.
Mm-mm.
For the other gender. I don't
say for the other gender.
No, I personally don't see...
Nah, men be doing it too. Not as much. Maybe you just don't see it. Men be doing it too.
No, but I'll record if it's a white woman, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I have to get evidence.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Did you see that video ages ago? You probably saw it when the Brez were like skateboarding and that white woman was like chasing them around.
Yeah.
Bro, like, why is there so much effort for you to ruin someone else's day? Like,
hey, Karens, man. Karens.
But I'm like, but is your term not better?
Apparently, you can't use that term on the.
Apparently, it's racist. Karen and Becky's racist, apparently.
What's the other one? There's another one.
Becky, innit?
Finally, a nigga on my side.
It was something in...
Gammon.
Gammon, that's it. Yeah, Gammon. I was going to say it was an animal. Yeah, Gammon.
Calling people Gammon.
Nah, white people.
That's crazy.
But the internet...
But the thing is, that was like a black term. That's white people call other white people gammon. That's like,
oh, is it?
Yeah, it was.
I've never heard a black person. I've never heard a black person call another black person gammon.
That's what I'm saying.
Black calling a white person. Sorry, gammon.
Literally, it's a white person. Literally, it was more white people on the left calling more white people on the right side of politics.
Yeah,
that's where it started.
But that's hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah.
It's like calling someone a lamb shank, bro. Like, that's all jokes, like.
I guess it's...
Must have said a lamb shank. Lamb shanks be going brazy, though. I can't lie.
Me and Atlas be
exchanging meat these days. I can't lie. This nigga done sent me an alligator the other day, though. I wasn't really sure about that, but...
Hey, that's looking crazy. It wasn't still. That's looking...
He be sending each other meat videos, innit? Like,
wait, what?
Steak, nigga. We sent each other like meat videos, innit? Like, he sent me like one enchilada or taco or something. Yeah, it was bonkers.
I'm gonna need you niggas to put pause on certain things now. I'm calling.
Hey, there's context here.
There's
bro.
Context. He's sending me videos of niggas cooking steak, innit?
Okay, you scaring me.
Okay, he's sending me videos of niggas cooking steak, innit?
Yeah. That tomahawks and that, man.
But then he sent me the other day. He sent me a video of an alligator.
Yeah, I taste.
Have you never had above crocodile meat, alligator meat? Nice.
Nah,
have you tasted? Yeah.
You used to eat bush meat back in.
Of course. I bet you eat gizzard, didn't it?
Huh?
You eat gizzard, didn't it?
Yeah. So what? Bad. Gizzard, bro. Gizzard is the truth. Gizzard is the truth.
I fuck little giz.
I fuck little giz for real, man. My dog backdoored me, man.
Bruv.
We got backdoored crazy.
Oh, I still haven't washed off the slime. Like sometimes I'll be waking up in the morning, and I just find some somewhere. It's red, like.
I need
you lot have kept that indoors because I still don't know what that's about.
No.
I still don't know what that's about.
Can we even tell that on the pod?
Not on the pod.
We'll tell you that story.
The listeners will just...
Because guys, even we have...
Hey, brazy. It is brazy.
I never believed in magic until I saw my dog turn into a snake. Bro.
Oh, no.
I can't believe my man's telling me wallahi and he's lying.
Like that. Yo.
I'm getting flustered now thinking about it.
We need a touch on Dirty Mackin because that's I didn't believe it was true, bro. But
you believe it's true. You didn't want to listen to music in the '80s.
It never happened to me.
All I'm saying,
I remember you told a story,
huh?
About how you got Dirty Mac at uni, or some guy. He wasn't even a Dirty Mac because you weren't even feeling her. But like some girl was feeling you, and one bear was feeling her, and then he tried to like go.
It wasn't me. It was my brethren.
He tried backdoor it.
It was my brethren that happened to, innit?
It's poor Steeds.
I saw that from the outside looking in. I couldn't believe it because I chilled that guy all the time.
Yeah.
And I thought he was calm.
Oh, so you vouched for him?
I thought he was calm.
It happens, man.
I said, nah, bro, this is crazy.
But you know what? I saw something, innit? And it was like, why if you have like single friends on both genders, a male single friend and a female single friend, let me be politically correct. Why don't you match them up?
No. Why don't you?
Chino, why are you looking away?
Chino. Why don't you?
Because, no.
That's a general question. General question.
Why don't you match up with your female friends?
What?
I treat them good.
I'm going to match you up with my female friends.
Why not?
Because I ain't getting myself on hot water.
At all. Because, bruv, yeah. I know
you ain't
me.
Tell me Luda's got four kids.
I know me. Yeah, but the niggas around me, bruv, you man are, bruv, not you man, sorry. Niggas around me are just stupid.
No, he man.
Man are stupid, bro.
Wow.
Like,
bro.
Just, bruv, like, it's a recipe for disaster, bruv.
It never, even just in general, it never works out because you never want to be caught in the middle. Like, I'll give you an example, no names, but like, it wasn't even me who set it up. It just so happened that two of my brethren ended up talking. And then obviously, like, she would come to me and it kind of put a wedge in our friendship, innit?
Yeah.
Because she would come to me.
About shit he's doing?
Kind of, but she would message me shit like, oh, is he going to fuck me over? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? And I would just say, it's not my business. Yeah. Like, I'm hands off. Where's the million?
But you don't actually he's going to cheat on you. He's going to ruin your mental. You don't want
to
do
like,
that.
Bro, I said, every time she came to me, I said, listen, you know me, innit? Yeah. Like, I think people who know me, innit? Like, I, for whatever kind of person I am in it, like I consider myself to be like someone who stands on what they stand on, innit? Yeah. Wrong or right, innit? Whatever. But she came to me the first time and I said, look, if you two are dealing, that's you two, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You're my friend, he's my brethren, that's got nothing to do with me, innit?
Yeah.
And then she would keep coming to me and I'm like, look, it's not, it's like, bro, what kind of a person does that make me if I'm talking about what, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could, I'm thinking to myself, he could easily fuck her over. And if he does, then he does. You got to take your lumps, bro. This game, get me the games. Yeah.
And game's nuts.
Bro. Also, she could fuck him over.
Smarmy. But the thing is, it's like, hey.
You didn't
like her. Hey, free bro. Like, yeah.
But listen, it's one of them ones where it's like, he never came to me like that.
Yeah.
Because he understood what, I think he might have came to me once, maybe. Or even then I said to him, yo.
Yeah.
It's one of them ones where you have to just know what time it is. Like, if my close friend and Ludo were talking, and that little kid, I'd be like, yo, look, don't get me involved in this because it's too messy, innit? Mm. I would say, and then she started getting mad at me, like, oh, you're just gonna let him fuck me over. I'm like, if he fucks you over, then he fucks you over. Like,
you're letting him fuck you over. Like,
it's
nothing to do with me.
It's not nothing to do with me. It's like, if he fucks you over, then my nigga, he fucked you over. What do you want me to do?
If it wasn't my brethren, and it happened, it would have still happened.
But even still, like even if like my friends who are girls coming to me about them, I'll talk to them about it if I don't know them in it. But at the end of the day, I'm not gonna give them like, I'm not gonna say shit that would affect the way she behaves towards them because it's not fair, innit? Like my friend's gonna come to me and talk about her man, whatever. I'd be like, even still, I'd be like, okay, I'm just listening, innit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just listening.
I'm always like, you might as well forgive me, man.
If I do give you advice, it's gonna be shit that's so obvious that you would have done it anyway, innit? Yeah. So I don't sound like I'm that empathetic, innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
By the end of the day, like, I'm not here to, you get me, it's not really my style to throw dirt on another man's name.
Things like that, yeah, like throwing dirt on another man's name. I'm gonna read it out. What someone sent me on someone's Curious Cat.
Well,
did your name pop up on a Curious Cat?
No, it was crazy. So it was like, is it true Father Alfonso impregnated you back in August?
What?
That's mad specific. I might have sent that.
But then it was like,
your nut record.
Yeah. Bro. Then he went back to message them and was like, rah, Alfonso breeded you. He's like, your body, your choice, innit? I was like,
man, say your body, your choice, like it's abortion, bro.
And he was like,
told you niggas, Alex is the black spot.
This nigga on you, you know.
He was like, but just because you think the child was gonna come out a bit ugly, and then that's a bit wayward just to terminate the baby. And then,
Is this all on Curious Cat?
Bro, the thing is, yeah.
Furthermore, why is this woman using Curious Cat in 2021?
Hey, man, some women be bored.
Like the attention, man.
But no, I wasn't hating on her, but I didn't see it.
No, it's not her fault.
Yeah, I didn't see it on like the timeline. Someone like just randomly sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I was just
So it wasn't her who sent it to you. Someone, she answered these questions.
She just put LOL. Like,
I can't lie, she could have just left it.
I hate that. Back in the cruise, I was popping. I hate my name will pop up.
But I was just thinking, like, there'll never be a time in my life here where I see someone and just feel like, all right, let me throw dirt on his name. Right, you know what I mean?
It's crazy.
And I'll never be involved with a conversation about another guy with a female. Like, no matter how much it is, like, if we're talking, even if she has man problems, I ask my female friends, if she's talking to me about her man, I'm going to stick up for the guy. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, even I don't know him, I'm always sticking up for the guy.
I always say, he better than me because I would have treated you worse in a way.
Wait, what?
You know the ones that
always, yeah, but like, yeah, he's not even that bad. Like,
I'm always just like, hear him out.
Yeah,
I'm crying,
hear my man out. Like,
you're complaining because he replies once an hour?
Yeah,
man.
He could have slipped into some pussy.
Oh wait,
I've done it before.
If it's all is that, then yeah.
No, I'm just saying in general.
But even so, I wouldn't like someone to do it to me. So
yes,
I wouldn't do it to someone else. Like, there would be no way I'll be in a conversation, just be like, man, I heard he was doing this crazy stuff.
Yeah, for you to present information voluntarily.
That's crazy.
For you to voluntarily present information to a shorty about someone else, low.
That's a different type of
low. Like, maybe you're talking and
it slipped out.
Okay, cool. You're a human being.
You're a bit chatty patty.
Yeah,
but
you're a human being. For you to volunteer that information,
he's like, "Yo, let me find out for you. Let me find out for you, babe. Get out of here."
Sorry, Batman. Find out for you. All right, Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, fucking nah, job, bro.
Like, that's the thing. Like, if you out here sending screenshots, like, I've had some screenshots sent to me about me, and like, they said this about you. I'm like,
You know, what's so funny though, when they dirt make you, but the girl starts to fuck with you anyway.
You did all that for no reason.
For no reason, bro. But I still win, nigga.
Bro.
But that's the thing. Like, we're like, and sometimes, do you know what? Like, sometimes, like, I always want to put myself in the like position of someone else. Like, why
would I do that?
And I still can't.
Maybe some guys see it as, say, for example, a guy, obviously, a girl's chance to a guy, and you hear the guy say, but he's known for, fucking girls over, innit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is that any? Do you know what I would say? The world would be a better place if everyone just mind their business.
True, innit?
Because fun, but whatever else, yeah.
The truth is none of your business.
Loki, she went there knowing that. See what I'm saying? Loki, she went there knowing that anyway.
Or like, the guy's hiding the kid or something. Or he's, I don't know.
Like, I'll be real with you. If someone's reputation is to quote unquote fuck girls over, then the girl probably knew that anyway.
Mm.
And if she's interested in him anyway, then why does that bother you?
That person's added on it. They made this.
Get me? Like, fucking hell. Like, at the end of the day, but we're human beings. We're all young as well. If you want to have a bit, it don't matter. Like,
Hey, we saw character building, big dog, in the end, man.
Nah, man, it's not character building, man. Like, nah, but
no, you know, take your lumps, that's character
building. Yeah, but do you know what is? If I take my lumps, I take my lumps, innit? But if I'm taking my lumps because someone else is... Someone else has gone behind, like, getting someone's like, backdoored me.
I see with Dirty Mac in here. Say, I've got a question. Like, say if, you know, as you're saying before, your two friends are dealing with each other, and then say if one of them cheats, where do you stand?
Ooh.
Where do you stand in
where to millions? I'm hands off. I got no involvement.
Wait, I'm hands off.
I'm hands off. I got no involvement.
I don't even want to know.
Just seen it. No, Chino. That's we're in a situation. Yeah. Say, obviously, you and a friend, your male friend is going out with your female friend.
Yeah.
You go out clubbing.
Yeah.
You go out clubbing. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know they're going out, and he does slimy shit.
Yeah. Oh, he does slimy shit. I didn't see it.
I'm legally blind.
Hey.
I didn't see it.
I'm legally blind.
But say it's the reverse though. Your girl does that to your boy.
I'm gonna be honest with you, yeah. if I see like someone's girl cheating, I'm assess the situation. Like,
if the nigga fly, I'ma say, yo, he got it better than you, innit? I can't blame her, innit?
He funnier than you. He's golfier than you.
I'ma say, yo.
She's dealing with bum. She embarrassing you.
Yeah, she embarrassing you.
But she embarrassing you, she means embarrassing me.
She embarrassing me.
But at the same time, like, I'd hate to be that person to tell my man. Like, and then on the flip side, he forgives her.
Do you know what I might even do?
Don't
you
fuck
know
with me.
It, yeah.
You know me, and I'm a guilty person. Yeah. Like, I can't get me. I'm not sure.
A conscience.
So what I would do, yeah, all jokes aside, what I would likely do in it, yeah, like, if it was that, I'd probably go to him and be like, yo, like, you got to
come clean.
Yeah, you got to come clean that car. Get me? Because, like, I'll be like, do it for me. Innit? Yeah. I feel guilty holding it in. I'm not going to tell her, vice versa. I'm not going to tell
her. But you can't live with it.
I can't live with that. You got to come clean, innit? For both of us. Set me free.
You know, it's kind of like, say, you might catch a case. It's kind of like, dress like, bro.
Yeah.
You know, who's you, bro? I tell him, who's you?
You know what?
I tell him, who's you? I am. You know that? Hey, bro, tell him, who's you?
Biggie's bands went to jail for him. Yeah. So he can get signed by Puff.
But we do serious. Some guys be like, yo, tell him, who's you? I'm going to tell him.
You know what's funny?
I hear that.
My real life.
There was one girl on Twitter like a few years back. She was like, if I catch my girl's man cheating, he's like, I'm gonna tell him he's gotta fuck me, or I'm telling him.
What?
Wait, what?
All right, fair enough.
Hey, I need some of that.
I need some of that. What my friend's been talking about. I need to see what the fuss is about.
Hey, that's what happens. That happens sometimes. Like when girls be talking about how her man's got like the A1.
Yeah.
Their friends would be like, hey.
That reminds me of something so funny. I remember, back in the day, innit, before he started doing like his BBC stuff and shit, Big Nasty, I don't know if you might know, he used to do this thing called Uncle Pain, innit?
It was like agony aunt shit.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Funniest
one time he got an email, and the bread was like, yo, I caught my brethren's girl cheating, innit?
Oh, no.
And then I confronted her about it and said, yo, if you don't tell him, I'll tell him. And then she was like, nah, if you don't tell him, I'll suck your dick. And I agreed to it. And then she told my brethren. And then his brethren told all their niggas, innit? And then the niggas wanted to rap him. So she's from...
He got backdoored,
bro,
crazy.
Backdoored, bro.
That remontada was
bro,
nuts.
Can't lie. Oh. She's a genius. Yeah. She's a genius. Because now if he comes out and says, yo, she was cheating, like, he's not going to believe him.
Yep. At all. That's a joke.
Hey, that head must have been better be worth it, bro.
Bro, I don't think he got it.
Wait,
I think he just got this. She had the screenshot. He didn't get the briz. He just had.
She's probably manipulating the way it looked like he's asking her.
You see the whole thing of like, tell her for me. Yeah, I'd rather hand on heart. Yeah, I would rather pretend it never happened, because you going down that road of saying you tell her. Yeah, that's a road of no return, bro. You got to pick a side now.
Word.
You have to.
No, you don't have to.
You have to.
Maybe you do, but bro, I can't deal with the guilt, G.
You have to.
The guilt would fuck me up.
And if you, God help you, you don't pick a side, yeah? If you don't pick a side and then you still chill with him after, you look nuts after.
But you know, I've been in a situation where I was legit close friends. And I'm still close friends. Actually, still close friends with a girl. But like, close friends with a boy and a girl who were together for ages. And then... when they were going through crazy problems, innit? I legit didn't pick a side.
Yeah.
I legit never picked a side.
Yeah.
And it never burnt me.
No, but it was a situation like that where it's like either you tell her what I do.
No, never things of that nature, but it was some fucked up. That relationship was turbulent, to say the least,
like,
bruv.
If it was that,
so
right.
So, you say you pick sides, is that what you're saying?
I can't, no, because, nah, because, if, I, okay, look here.
Say but wait, sorry.
Say if you tell her. Go on. Say if you tell her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You then have to now distance yourself from him.
Nah, not really.
No, but the reason why is because if you don't,
yeah,
it looks like to her that you don't care about things happening to her.
Hashtag this nigga lying, your own.
Nah, not really, because it's just that's my brethren.
That's what it looks like.
Like, for instance, if Ludo and my brethren were going out, yeah,
forbid, but yeah,
and he's confident for real. Like, for if they were going out, for instance, and then Ludo cheats on her, and then let's say, for example, bro, if let's say, for example, I'll tell her, Ludo might burst me. Like, we might not even get to the situation where, like,
then you'd be like, oh, damn, you really loved her. You bleeding out, like, ah, damn. Like,
we might have just become bridges anyway, like, just because. But if it was a situation where, like, I snitched on Ludo, we wouldn't be friends anyway. Like, how are you going to snitch on your mans and then still be bridges?
That means you picked her side, right?
Yeah, but at the same way, if we're in the dance arena and you see me cheating on my girl, for example, and you don't tell her, you act like it never happened. That's you picking your side, man.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
No, but you picked your
side. No, but
yeah, you picked.
No, first of all, I don't have a girl. Second of all, for instance, yeah, this is what you just gave.
I can't lie. If I was,
I say that, but like, okay. Say if it was switched and you saw her cheating, would you say anything?
I would tell her to tell him.
Okay.
But like I'm saying, G, if we're in the dance, if I had a girlfriend and we're in the dance, and I'm doing nonsense and I cheat, and you see it and you act like you never saw it, you've picked your side.
Yeah.
True that.
You've gone down the way of no comment.
And you know what women say, silence is lying.
Yeah. Mm. Silence is compliance.
Yeah, there you go.
Silence is compliance.
Little rhyme for you.
Hey, buzz.
You know, lying by omission, innit? I hear it.
I'm a slimy nigga. I'm going to keep it 100 with my guys. Yeah. I ain't ever telling on the guys. Never telling on the guys for no female. You know what I mean? Never. Hey, understand? She knows
the type to take the female side from.
Yeah, this sounds like a jail video. What?
What are you saying, Alex? What are you saying? Big nigga winner. You're looking kind of fluffy over there.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You saying big nigga winner?
Yeah, it's big nigga winner. It's fat nigga winner. You know, Winnie the Pooh season.
Niggas gonna be listening to Santorini Greece. They're gonna have Santorini Greece on.
I see. It's the fat nigga anthem.
Yeah, I can't believe Chino was actually the woman's side, you know.
That's crazy.
Did I ever say that? I mean,
they're both your friends, bro.
My nigga, why are you stuttering?
No, because he knows.
Yeah,
bro.
He knows, man. You've been caught red-handed.
You've been caught red-handed, bro.
How's that?
Yeah, no, I can't lie.
I'm trying to figure what I'm saying.
Yeah, why are you trying to think? It should be off the cuff,
bro.
We should be like, yeah, nah, I'm on my nigga's side.
Nah, some of my female brethren are very close to me. It depends who I'm closer to.
But anyways, I've got a confession to make about last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling a lie. A nigga nutted in November. I was just had to come clean.
You failed?
I failed. The horny caught me. The horny 19.
Anyone else want to make any?
Wait, so are you saying, wait, I have a question. Had you nut before that episode or have you nut since?
Before that episode.
Wow. You didn't start.
You ain't even make
but
it.
Chino wanna,
Yeah. I was like.
You didn't even wait for me to come out. I just said my name.
Chino?
Yeah, come. Yeah, I failed. I feel like
I'm good. I got my mulligan. A
couple days ago.
Get you me. Carrying on?
I used my mulligan.
You carrying on?
And I'm good.
I failed as well, bro. Right, in my defense, I got to 11 days.
What is it, the 17th?
All I'm saying is,
I did worse than I did last year, bro.
Like, I realized,
to be fair, last year was the pandemic, so I was mad depressed. So
yeah. Like, I got to like 2 days
ago. What am I not for?
That's like 2 days ago, and I realized this shit ain't even real. I don't care what these niggas. I don't care what these niggas think anyway.
Hey, that was me. I was keeping it strong for like 3-4 days. Like, I can't let the niggas down. I was like, yo, this ain't even real.
Listen, I never did dry October in it, so I got a.
But do you know what is? That was funny. Well, not funny. I swear to you, it was the best nut of my life. It was like the first time I nutted. I thought my existence was scraping
your essence,
innit?
Yeah.
Like.
Bro, you ever
like,
nut?
After a long time, there's bare build up, bro. There's bare nut, bro. It could be the nutty professor, bro.
It legit feels like you're going super saiyan.
Like, you know when you nut and you close your eyes for a second and you just see a man like in the pool.
A man?
On a mountain, just banging a drum.
Have you ever
nutted in existence?
No, hey, have you ever nutted so crazy you just see static? You just see static. Remember that? Like,
the TV is the fizz.
Yeah, it's a fizz and you're the static.
Before HBO shows.
Before HBO, bro.
Open your eyes and see mad colours, bro.
That's like, it, bro.
Hey, see a man in the mountain, Nepalese mountains banging on the drum. This is where the world
topless,
started.
Topless, bro. Topless, just banging the drum, bro.
Now wearing the, you know, the shoe, the maroon shoe.
Yeah.
Half chest hanging out. Cross leg banging on the drum. Fucking hell, bro. Nah, man.
That looked crazy.
You know,
bro.
You know the nuts.
I was nine out of goo, bro. I'm like, you're not the only one with goo, baby.
Bro, I'm trying to keep up with it. It was nuts, bro. It was crazy.
Your goo, my goo. You know, goo squared.
You know the nuts good, yeah, when you don't regret a thing afterwards. Like, I don't be having, like, you know, usually when... Yeah, you know when you're using that, and you're like, yo, I'm a nasty guy. But after that night, I was like, yeah, man, like, I needed that self-care. I needed...
Sometimes you need that self-care. It's like you said, put the microwave in a little cup, put it in the give me oil in the microwave, rub it on the inside of your thigh.
Scented candle.
Bro.
Scented candle.
You know what I mean? Send off a few messages. Self-love, man. It's self-love. As long I've always seen people that are like, masturbation's that bad for whatever. I feel like it's bad if you get addicted to it.
It's bad if you get addicted to it.
Anything of too much of anything
is bad for you. Moderation is key. At the end of the day, we're human beings, man. You need that release, innit? Like,
no word of a lie. Doing it too much, an emphasis on too much, yeah. Like, it makes like the actual act just is
it makes sex boring.
Yeah.
Like, you know the ones
like
where like,
enjoy it.
Like, you know the ones where like sex gets mad boring because she ain't get stuck in the washing machine, and then like, you know the ones where
it don't follow the scenarios that you watch.
Yeah, don't follow like, the storyline.
Like you're not a plumber that's coming to fix something.
You're not a plumber to come lay pipe.
Like this whack.
Just on that, yeah. The funniest scene I've ever seen, yeah. This woman in the video, she calls for someone to come and put up, yeah, her painting. This nigga comes up with one hammer in the tool belt.
He came with a hammer, right?
Like, all she said was, I need a handyman. Imagine it wasn't to put a picture up. Easy as fuck.
He said, I've come with a bare essential. Yeah. I've come with what I need, nothing more than efficient. I respect it.
One whole belt with one hammer. I was dying.
I remember one video, I saw it.
Crying.
I never saw the actual video. I saw the snippet on Twitter in it time ago. It was when Brad was like, I think he was in a bathtub. Yeah. And then Lisa Ann was like to him, oh, you're drowning. And he was like, I'm in the bathtub.
I want to talk about this. There was one girl who was saying that, like, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you like during sex or sex? And then she's like, I invited this guy over and I took his trousers off and the condom was already on.
Huh?
You know
what was his thought process? Yeah.
Hey,
ain't got time to wait.
Hey, get ready. Stay ready. You have to get ready.
I've shown up bricked up before, but I've never been that ready in my life.
You know when niggas are on the bench and just constantly warming up?
Nah, he's too ready.
In porn, like, they pull down his jeans and he had got no underwear.
Yeah.
Straight meat under the jeans. Hey, commando with jeans is
probably... Commando with jeans is
uncomfortable.
Crazy. Uncomfortable. Yo, my nigga, commando with... Listen, one time, yeah, I had to do that. Let me tell you the story.
What,
yeah.
He was wearing...
No, let me tell you the fucking story, man. Fuck me. I went gym one time, yeah. But I went gym, I was somewhere, innit? Like, I was out, and I was wearing jeans, innit? So I've gone gym now, and then when I've finished, I've gone to shower. But then when I've showered, I've forgotten my boxers, innit? But, like, I had to go home.
Yeah.
Get me? And, like, I was going to put on the boxers I was already wearing, but I was like, no, that's a bit, like...
No. I tell a lie, like, putting, like, sweaty boxers...
Yeah, like, man. That's the thing is, like, I do bare cardio, innit? Yeah. So, like...
Yeah, he does bare cardio.
Bro, so it's like...
Yeah,
I had to just firm it, bro. It was mad. Just my tips swishing against the denim. It was fucked.
Have you ever had
a nigga got skid marks on his jeans? That's crazy.
Nah, I wipe my ass. Relax.
Have you ever had a thing caught in a zipper?
Nah. Well, that's actually made me cringe a little bit.
When I was young, it happened twice. First thing was the head, and then the other time was the
ball. The head,
the ball sack. Nuts. That was nuts. That was nuts.
I never used to piss with it through the hole. I just pull my thing, not all the way down. You know, them niggas in school,
yeah.
pull their trousers down all the way to their
ankle. That's nasty,
bro. You ever get checkmated?
Huh?
You ever get checkmated?
What's the nigga in the middle?
At the urinal. So you know if there's four urinals, for example, and there's a nigga here, niggas can't use those.
You gotta wait.
My nigga, I see a nigga get checkmated the other day. It was when we went to Manchester.
You would?
I went to the toilet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know, there's a toilet, there's a million and one niggas. Yeah. Bro, niggas was checkmating each other everywhere.
Yeah.
I could not believe it.
Sometimes I hear it, brother. The bus is about to leave.
Nah, man.
You got to let one go, bro.
Nah, man. I can't. Like, if I get checkmated, I'm like what?
Why are you looking down?
Bro, like, you have to ask him. Like, bro.
I remember one time I was in primary school. Yeah. I got checkmated in primary school, yeah? But in primary school, we had one long one.
Yeah. The long
silver one, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty. The latrine thing. It was gum in there and all of that, yeah? So imagine I'm pissing. The guy comes, stands right next to me and looks. He legit looked. I was in like year four. He might have been like year six. Brez looking over my shoulder at my piece. I was like, what are you doing?
Hey.
I wanted to piss on him. Hey. But he might have punched me up, so.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. He was probably just low-key hating on the inches.
Hey, if I was him now.
For spare parts.
When the guy was nine.
Hey. You probably had it more than
him. Early bloom, innit?
Aye, but.
So you've been talking about all the extra inches. I'm trying to see what you're working with.
Yeah, like, listen, stay patient.
But you know, episode 26.
Hey, for real. This was a vibe. I liked this. This was jokes.
Yeah, man.
It was funny, fam.
Good convos here.
But guys, get on to Alex. He doesn't want to release the video for the last episode.
Yeah, yeah. Get on to me. I'm very ignorant.
Yeah, I'm going to need that. I don't have my laptop on me. I don't have it on me. Next time, innit?
Tell you off cam. But yeah, anyway, love, guys.
Love, man.
Love you to hashtag ALT
Pod. Use the hashtag ALT Pod, episode 26. Yeah, thank you for listening to us, guys, man. Love every single time.
Yo.